Welcome to the Impact Stories Podcast, where we are excited to talk about where God is uniquely showing up in our daily walks. On this podcast, you'll hear real-life stories of God working in big and small ways in our communities.
Hello, I am Mandy Lee, the City Impact Coordinator, and I'm your co-host for today. Many of us struggle to identify what it might look like to live out our faith right here where God has placed us. Today, we're going to talk to Jessica Christerson, a good friend of mine, about how she's found a way to use her strengths and gifts to connect families in South Forsyth. Jessica, Hey. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Well, yes, my name is Jessica. My husband, Jonathan, and I have been married for 12 years this year. We have two beautiful girls that we adopted, and they are 7 and 5, so we're right there in the
thick of things.
The thick of things, yeah. It's super fun. I grew up at Perimeter. We've been here since the mid-90s, my family has. So I left for a little bit to, actually, my husband was a youth pastor at a Perimeter plant. So we were gone for, I was gone from Perimeter for about 6 or 7 years and then came back after his job ended there. So,
and we're so glad you're back.
I'm so glad I'm back too.
So what does your life look like today? What kind of are the normal rhythms of your daily activities and
it's
how you live
of,
life today?
You know, all things kids, living that mommy school bus life. Our normal rhythms are school and getting into the throes of sports, ballet, swim team, that kind of thing. COVID has brought John home for work, so that's been fun to have him kind of around for all the activities, and just a lot of, it's a lot of togetherness, but a lot of togetherness that is, you know, kind of spinning wheels, like we're kind of going all over the place. So.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about what you're passionate about.
So many things. Mainly I'm passionate about, you know, people and, community and connecting people, gathering would be a good word for what I'm most passionate about, just because I feel like without community, it's really hard to do life. And it's been
preach, girl,
especially hard in these last few years, you know, it's not a surprise to anybody. So, I'm really passionate about combating isolation. I think
that's good. So was that what kind of led you to start the Young Families kind of monthly dinner, monthly connection?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I grew up at Perimeter. And so I think on surface level, everyone would assume, oh, you're connected, you know plenty of people. But even having been here since the building has been here, I walk in sometimes and I feel overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't see anybody I know, and I don't know how to like get connected. And back a few years ago before COVID, Garrett Moore was the Young Families pastor, and he did the Tuesday night dinners.
I remember those.
Yeah, those were so fun. And I feel like that really was a catalyst to me connecting with families in my
age and stage.
Yes, absolutely. And it was funny because it's these people that I would see in the hallways, but never had really an opportunity to sit, you know, with no agenda and just get to know them and until those dinners. And those, you know, have developed into friendships that have kind of, you know, grown over the last few years and really stayed connected through the pandemic, which was really nice. So I just wanted to recreate that. I think just a no agenda in the chaos of life. Let's just pause.
Have a meal together.
And have a meal together. Yeah, exactly.
That's good. That's good. I really like that. I think a lot of people can probably really relate to stepping on the campus and feeling like it's big. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're describing helps make it feel small and intimate.
Yes.
And man, I feel like we all need that. Mm-hmm. Because nobody wants to be lost and everybody wants to feel known and feel like you go to a place where someone knows your name.
Yes,
it's just kind of part of our longing.
It's good to be able to sit down and have a conversation, and then it doesn't even have to be a serious conversation, but then that grows and
sure, it's the start of relationships. Yes. So I think you told me that it kind of was a slow start for that process in South Forsyth. Yes. Tell us how that kind of came about.
Yeah, so when we started this whole families thing for South Forsyth, I didn't really even know if there were a lot of families in South Forsyth. You know, a lot of my friends are outside of my neighborhood or geolocation or whatever. So I started it kind of, you know, putting it out there on social media platforms or on the City Impact email. And it was just not gaining a lot of traction. But I think at the end of the day, I just was like, if I can just be consistent and not, you know, keep changing the day or the time or trying to shift it to maybe gain more momentum and just kind of be like, you know, there were times that I sat there by myself with my kids for the whole time. But, you know, then the next time there would be 10 families. And if I didn't show up consistently, that next time those 10 families would have been by themselves. So
that's, I love that. That's huge. Like if you build it and let the Lord do the work of bringing who needs to be there that week, they will come. And man, that's awesome. Yeah. So I love the idea of consistency, you know, just and how it so closely aligns with where your heart is. You know, it probably, that was energizing for you. It wasn't so much you trying to go out and figure out, you know, what to do. It was like, hey, here's where I'm passionate.
Yes.
And here's a thing that I can do where I'm passionate. So it doesn't, does it feel, tell me how that feels to you. Is that energizing? Does it feel like extra work?
To do the dinners in general?
Yeah.
It's definitely work. I wouldn't say that it's like every single bit of the puzzle is like, wow, this is so much fun. But it is energizing to get there and to see people building relationships with each other. You know, I did get discouraged when I was the only one, or, you know, if maybe one other family would come and I would be like, man, I really, is this good for people? Are people having fun? And so I had to kind of fight that, that temptation to get discouraged and to want to give up. But then, you know, being faithful to be consistent and seeing the fruit of it later after, I mean, it was probably a good 6 months before we had a consistent kind of like core group that came all of the time.
And that's like once a month, right?
It's once a month. Yes. Yeah. It's awesome. Very low level, you know, commitment.
So. Yeah. But I also like what you just said about, as much as it is about you connecting with other people, it's about watching the other people connect to each other.
Oh yeah.
You know, which is, I feel like you're really good at that. I've watched you do that over the years. Like facilitate other connections, not just you to people, but people to each other. And so to me, that's been super encouraging to see your spiritual gifts that way played out.
Thank you.
So I've really enjoyed watching that. So are there any other lessons that you would say you've learned or that you've grown through this experience?
I would think maybe just that it takes a team of people. It takes, you know, reaching out, it takes intentionality.
That's good.
Word? Did I make that word up?
Nope, it's a real word.
Right, it's a real word. Real word. I just don't use that word. Intentionality. Just that it's not just showing up once a month. It's showing up once a month and then, you know, being available for people that have been there or, you know, continuing to facilitate relationships, brainstorming ways that those relationships can grow. Like right now we are trying to spawn off a few connect groups out of these dinners. Just we're seeing people that are starting to like
gravitate
towards
each other. Yeah,
they're like kind of realizing, oh, you know, our kids go to the same school, or we live really close to each other. Or we've got, you know, our neighborhoods are really close, or all of our kids like baseball, you know, those kind of things. And just trying to create a space for them to get together beyond just those monthly dinners. So I've learned that, you know, this commitment that I have made, it goes beyond that place, and, you know, bringing in other people that are talented in other ways to help facilitate growth. I think, you know, initially I thought, oh, I'll just do these dinners and it'll be so fun. And it is so fun. And there's more to be done beyond that.
That's awesome. So Jimmy Kim is our director of family transformation, I think is the actual title. He and Jeff Norris had a wonderful conversation about families ministry and where we're headed with those kinds of things. So we're going to make sure that link to that video is available in our show notes for this podcast. We'd love for you to take a look at that so you can hear from him directly. But I think what you're doing is a beautiful representation of how you can use your families to help build those bonds and, you know, the bonds between the dads and the bonds mm-hmm. between the kids and mm-hmm. All of that. But I would love to hear a little bit about how you feel this concept of City Impact, this movement, if you will, is important to your family and how these connections have impacted your own household.
Yeah, Jimmy's been just an amazing source of support for brainstorming and all that. I'm so grateful for him. Just to have somebody to bounce ideas off of and that kind of thing. Also, for my family, just participating in this stuff has been awesome. A couple of times, the girls have been like, oh, this guy's in my nursery class, or this guy's in Kids Quest with me, you know, and just developed relationships beyond being at church together. And again, the same thing for me is happening for them. You know, they're passing kids in the hallway and seeing them, or they're in class with them, but there's not really
feeling
an
connection.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
Right. There's not an opportunity for them to talk and play together so much. So it's really helped, I think, my kids feel more connected. I know my oldest walks into Kids Quest and can feel very overwhelmed very quickly.
Yeah.
But a couple of times there have been kids there that, you know, have played with her at the family dinner. And she's like, she just lights up. She's like, oh, yay. So, and for my husband too, because, you know, dads meeting each other may be a little bit more difficult sometimes than moms.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's been a lot of cool connections there for him. So yeah, for our family, it's just been that continuing connection.
I really love that. So again, I know you're South Forsyth focused, but if you had to describe how young families can get involved in their city, how would you encourage them to do that?
I would say find out who your City Impact team is, because all of us meet together. We all know, like, if somebody reached out to anybody on the South Forsyth City Impact team, they would know to put that person in contact with me. So, you know, find out who your City Impact team is and what they're doing. We're all doing something. And I really love that Jimmy's heart is for us to get connected in our cities and then connected to each other. So it doesn't feel like this silo.
I love that.
That was a big concern of mine. I didn't want to come into City Impact thinking, oh, well, only Forsyth people are going to hang out with Forsyth people.
Right.
But the passion of the church is not that. And the passion of your City Impact team is not that. You know, we're getting connected to one another and then coming together, you know, as the body of Christ as a whole. You know?
I love that. That is a really good tie-in, because, I mean, exactly what you shared today is just such a great example. The ultimate goal of City Impact, of the movement, is that all members of Perimeter Church are utilizing their God-given gifts and passions to bring His kingdom mm-hmm. to earth as the salt and the light, and that we're responding to that call where God has gifted us to bring about kingdom flourishing in our homes and our neighborhoods and our communities and our cities. It's literally what we should be doing. It's helping us lift our eyes. Yeah. And what you said about being in relationship is so, so spot on, because if we're not being intentional about building relationships, we can't have impact on other lives. And that's what we're called to do, is to be the salt and light. So thank you for being with us today. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you.
Thank you for your friendship. I'm super happy to get to work with friends on this type of thing. And I'm just super excited for what you're doing in South Forsyth and look forward to great stories going forward.
This has been a podcast of Perimeter Church. For more information,